This is the Sakar Merli of the 23rd of March 2026. Essence, sweet children, to remain silent is a great virtue. When you remain silent and continue to remember the Father, you accumulate a huge income. Question. Which words that mean renunciation of karma should you not say? Answer. If it is in the drama, I will do it. Baba says, this is like renunciation of karma. You definitely have to perform actions. You cannot even get a glass of water without making effort. Therefore, don't just say, if it is in the drama, and put everything else aside. If you want to claim a high status in the new kingdom, make a lot of effort. Om Shanti. First of all, you children are cautioned. Remember the Father and remember your inheritance. Man, man above. These words were written by Vyas. The Father did not explain in Sanskrit. The Father explains in Hindi. He says to you children, remember the Father and also your inheritance. This is a very easy expression. Children, remember me, your Father. A physical father does not say, children, remember me, your Father. This is something new. The Father says, O children, remember me, your incorporeal Father. You children understand that the spiritual Father is talking to you spirits. It isn't right to tell you children repeatedly to remember the Father, since you understand that it is your duty to remember the spiritual Father. For only then will your sins be absolved. You children have to try to stay in constant remembrance. At this time, no one can stay in constant remembrance. It does take time. Even this Baba says, I too cannot have constant remembrance. That stage will remain at the end. The first effort you children have to make is to remember the Father. The inheritance is received from Shiv Baba. This applies to the people of Bharat. The establishment of the deity kingdom is taking place. There is no difficulty in establishing other religions. They all continue to follow their founders down. Those who belong to the deity religion have to be uplifted with this knowledge. This takes effort. It is not mentioned in the Gita scripture that the Father comes at the confluence age to establish a kingdom. It is written in the Gita that the Pandavas went to the mountains and then annihilation, etc., took place. In fact, it was not like that. You are now studying for your future 21 births. In other schools, they educate you for now. Sages and holy men all teach for the future because they believe that they will shed their bodies and go to the land of liberation and merge into the Brahm element, that the souls will merge into the Supreme Soul. Therefore, that is also for the future. However, it is only the spiritual Father and no one else who teaches you for the future. It is remembered that the bestower of salvation for all is only the one. All of those are wrong. Only the Father comes and explains to you. Those people continue to make spiritual endeavour. The spiritual endeavour that they make in order to merge into the Brahm element is wrong. No one is going to merge into anyone. The great element of Brahm is not God. All of that is wrong. Everyone in this land of falsehood tells lies. Everyone in that land of truth speaks the truth. You know that there used to be a land of truth in Bharat. It is now a land of falsehood. The Father only comes in Bharat. People celebrate the birthday of Shiva too, but they don't know that Shiva came and made Bharat into a land of truth. They believe that he doesn't come, that he is beyond name and form. The praise they sing is that he is the purifier and the ocean of knowledge. They sing that just like parrots. Only the Father comes and explains to you. People celebrate the birthday of Krishna. There is also the birthday of the Gita. They say that Krishna came and related the Gita. No one knows about the birthday of Shiva, or what he did, or when he came. Since they say that he is beyond name and form, how would he come? The Father says, I sit here and explain this knowledge to you children, and it then disappears. The Father himself explains, I come and make Bharat into heaven once again. There has to be someone who is the purifier. The main thing is about Bharat. It is Bharat that is impure. It is only in Bharat that people call out to the purifier. People themselves say that this world is the kingdom of the devil. They continue to manufacture bombs. Destruction will take place through them. They are making preparations for that. It is as though they have been inspired by Ravan. When will the kingdom of Ravan come to an end? The people of Bharat say when Krishna comes. You explain that Shiv Baba has come. He is the bestower of salvation for all. The Father says, remember me. No one else can say these words. Only the Father says, remember me, and the alloy will be removed. You souls were Satopratan, but there is now alloy in you. That alloy can only be removed with remembrance. This is called the pilgrimage of remembrance. Only I am the purifier. By remembering me, your sins will be absolved. This is called the fire of yoga. Gold is put into a fire to remove its impurities. It is also put onto a fire to have alloy mixed into it. The Father says, that is the pyre of lust, and this is the pyre of knowledge. The alloy will be removed with this fire of yoga, and you will then become worthy of going to the land of Krishna. People invoke Krishna on Krishna's birthday. You know that Krishna received his inheritance from the Father. Krishna was the master of heaven. The Father gave Krishna that status. Radha and Krishna then became Lakshmi and Narayan. People celebrate the birthdays of Radha and Krishna. No one understands anything about Lakshmi and Narayan. They are totally confused. You children now understand this, and so you have to explain to others. First of all, ask them. It says in the Gita, "Constantly remember me alone." Who said that? They believe that Krishna said that. You know that God is incorporeal, and that it is from him you receive the highest elevated directions. Only the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, is the highest on high. His directions are definitely the highest on high. It is through the Srimat of that one that everyone receives salvation. Not even Brahma, Vishnu or Shankar can be said to be the God of the Gita. Those people say that the bodily being, Sri Krishna, is the God of the Gita. This proves that there is definitely a mistake somewhere. You understand that this is a big mistake of human beings. Only the Father taught Raj Yoga. Only he is the purifier. Emphasize the big mistakes that they have made. The first mistake is to say that God is omnipresent. The second one is to say that the God of the Gita is Krishna. The next one is to say that the duration of each cycle is hundreds of thousands of years. These are very big mistakes. The cycle cannot be hundreds of thousands of years. God cannot be omnipresent. They say that he accomplishes everything through inspiration, but that is not so. He does not purify you through inspiration. The Father personally sits in front of you and tells you, "Constantly remember me alone." The word inspiration is wrong. Although it is said that they make bombs, etc., through the inspiration of Shankar, it is all fixed in the drama. The flames of destruction emerge from this sacrificial fire. He does not inspire anyone. All of them are instruments for destruction. It is fixed in the drama. That whole part is Shiv Baba's. Then there are the parts of Brahma, Vishnu and Shankar. Brahma creates you Brahmins, and you then become the masters of the land of Vishnu. Then, after going around the cycle of 84 births, you become part of the family of Brahma. Lakshmi and Narayan become Saraswati and Brahma. It is explained that he adopts you through this one. That is how he is the senior mama. That one, mama, then becomes an instrument. The urn is given to the mothers. Saraswati has been given the biggest sitar. She is the cleverest of all. However, there is no sitar or harmonium, etc. The Murlis of knowledge of Saraswati were very good. She was praised very well. They have given her many names. Goddesses are worshipped. You now understand that you become worthy of worship here, and that you then become worshippers and worship your own selves. We are now Brahmins, and we will then become worthy of worship deities. As are the king and queen, so are the subjects. The goddesses who claim a high status have many temples built to them. The names of those who study well and also teach others are glorified. You now understand that it is you who become worthy of worship and then worshippers. Shiv Baba is ever worthy of worship. Those who were the Sun Dynasty deities become worshippers and then devotees. The ladder of those who are worthy of worship and who then become worshippers is explained very clearly. You can explain to someone even without using pictures. All of this knowledge remains in the intellects of those who study this here. The people of Bharat go up and down the ladder of 84 births. They take 84 births. We were worthy of worship and have now become worshippers. You understand the meaning of hum so, so hum very well. No other soul can be the Supreme Soul. The Father has explained to you the meaning of hum so, so hum. We were deities and we then became warriors. There is no other meaning of hum so. It is the people of Bharat who become worthy of worship and then worshippers. There is no one in other religions who is worthy of worship and then a worshipper. You become part of the sun and moon dynasties. You have received such a good explanation. We were deities. We souls reside in the land of Nirvana. This cycle continues to turn. You remember the Father when sorrow appears in front of you. The Father says, I come at the time of sorrow and change the world. It isn't that I create a new world. No, I come and make this old world new. The Father comes at the confluence age. The new world is now being created. This old world is to come to an end. This is an unlimited aspect. When you are ready, the whole kingdom will be ready. Whatever status each of you attains, you will continue to make effort according to that every cycle. It shouldn't be that you continue to make whatever effort is fixed in the drama. You have to make effort, and it can then be said that you made the same effort in the previous cycle. Effort is always given greater importance. Don't just depend on your reward. A reward cannot be received without effort being made. You can't even drink water without making effort. The term renunciation of karma is wrong. The Father says, you may live at home with your families. Baba does not make everyone sit here. Refuge with him has been remembered. Abati had to be created because they were being harassed. Therefore, they came to seek refuge with the Father. Baba had to give them refuge. Refuge is taken with only the one Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. Refuge is not taken with gurus, etc. It is when they are being harassed a great deal that they come to seek refuge. People don't go to gurus when they are being harassed. They go there whenever it suits them. You have been harassed a great deal by Ravan. Rama has now come to liberate you from Ravan. He takes you into his refuge. You say, Baba, I belong to you. Even while living at home with your families, you have taken refuge with Baba. Baba, I will only follow your directions. The father gives Srimat, while living at home with your families, remember me and stop remembering everyone else. Only by remembering me will your sins be absolved. It isn't a question of just taking refuge. Everything depends on remembrance. No one but the father can explain in this way. Some children wonder where so many hundreds of thousands could stay with the father. Even subjects live in their own homes, they don't live with the king. You are just told, remember the one. Baba, I belong to you. Only you give the inheritance of salvation in a second. You teach us Raj Yoga and make us into kings of kings. The father says, those who claimed their inheritance from the father in the previous cycle will come and take it. Until the end, everyone has to come and claim their inheritance from the father. At present, because you are impure, you cannot call yourselves deities. The father explains everything. He says, jewels of my eyes, when you were in the golden age, you ruled from the first of the first of the first. The kingdoms of others begin when they have a population of hundreds of thousands. There is no need for you to battle. You claim your inheritance from the father with the power of yoga. Remain silent and simply remember the father and the inheritance. At the end, you will remain silent because these pictures, etc., will be of no use at that time. You will have become wise. The father says, simply remember me and your sins will be absolved. Now, whether you do this or not is up to you. Don't become trapped in the name and form of any bodily being. Remember the Father, and your final thoughts will lead you to your destination. You will then come to me. Those who pass fully receive a kingdom. Everything depends on the pilgrimage of remembrance. As you make further progress, many new ones will continue to go ahead. Acha. To you, sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you, spiritual children. And the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana 1. Don't become trapped in the name or form of any bodily being. Follow the Srimat of the one father and receive salvation. Remain silent. 2. Study very well for your future 21 births and also teach others. Only by studying and teaching others will your name be glorified. Blessing. May you be multi-million times fortunate by finishing your own dictates and the dictates of others on the basis of Srimat and earn an income of multi-millions. Those who follow Srimat cannot have a single thought according to their own dictates or the dictates of others. If the speed of your stage is not fast, there will definitely be something of your own dictates or the dictates of others being mixed with Srimat. Dictates of the mind are the thoughts that arise according to the limited sanskars of a soul and then make that soul fluctuate. Therefore, check yourself or have others check you. Don't take a single step without Srimat, for only then will you accumulate an income of multi-millions and be able to become multi-million times fortunate. Slogan: constantly to have benevolent feelings for all in your mind is the duty of a world benefactor soul. Aviat signal: make your foundation of faith strong and remain constantly fearless and carefree. No matter what the circumstances are like, the children whose intellects have faith will constantly experience themselves to be victorious with the power of their original stage, regardless of the circumstances. Even if people of the world or those in relationship and connection with the Brahmin family think or say that you have been defeated, that defeat is not defeat, but victory. When any situation of service, a gathering, or matter shakes your original elevated stage, that is not the stage of being free from bondage. Become liberated from even this bondage. Om Shanti.